Welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the quatratarian.
Mm-hmm. That Spanish class is really paying off for you.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier.
Fear.
He strikes fear into the ears. The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Merry Christmas, Justin. What were you just talking about?
I was talking about your upcoming birthday.
Oh.
I was talking about you soon hitting the 4-0.
That's right.
How do you feel about hitting the 4-0?
I don't love it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll be interested in when we talk in a year when you start, because you'll be 39 in January.
Yeah, January.
I have, you've known me for many birthdays, many December 21s, as I call them. And I have always been stoked for my birthday.
Right.
And this is the first time that I was like, meh.
Like, when you say stoked is in, like, this is even in November. This is in, the idea of
Somewhere in July, we were visiting my wife's family on the East Coast, and we were discussing meals and stuff. And I think somebody suggested that we eat whatever the East Coast equivalent of McDonald's is. I think it's McDonald's.
Hardee's, I think.
And she was like, look, my 40-year-old husband needs to have more than just McDonald's for dinner. This is ridiculous. And I was like, because I have a little bit of age on many of her siblings. So like there's a contrast there. And I was like, man. She's
you also
right.
have a younger wife, but
I do. So there's that. But I call her my trophy. So.
Yeah, well done. I like that's
so. But even to double down on that,
more
right?
More than McDonald's,
whatever it was, even now as our listeners are listening, I think you know most of these kids. So I was their age when I was making Sly Cooper.
Uh-huh.
So they have to know that I'm older than them. But even then, I feel like. Anytime any of our listeners, many of our listeners hear just how old I am, they're like, oh, I did not realize that you were mummification.
No, I don't. Here's the thing. I don't think our listeners are, and this is going to sound like I'm pandering, but I'm not. I mean this.
Good. You finished a sentence.
Our listeners are cool. Like,
that's true.
They're super nerdy and they get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't, hang up now.
Right.
If you've judged me, goodbye. I don't want your ears. Too soon.
No, I... I recently was working at the Top 40 station here in Los Angeles with bunch of... Yeah, Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest is a morning show. Whatever. I'm just laughing. Come on. We're not friends yet.
He doesn't record in the building or anything.
No, he's not even... He hasn't been in the building for 8 years, I'm sure.
And okay. I was setting you up. I thought he recorded in the building.
No. I'm not supposed to say this out loud, but...
Don't say it on the air.
They built like a $5 million or something studio upgrade for him.
What are you doing? Why are you saying this?
What are they going to do? Fire me? I'm like half their production department right now. So they built this $5 million studio for him, and then he immediately gets a job with Live with Kelly and Ryan now. Yeah. And so it's fine. Like, it's not horrible. But in the FM side, usually there's a studio that's just for the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a control room that everybody else has to use, kind of a thing. Yeah. And
Because the morning show requires so much production.
Yeah, and a lot of people.
And a lot of people.
There's usually, well, in LA.
The zoo crew is in there.
Yeah, well, they still have people here. And I don't know where his sidekicks are, but I don't know how it all works. But I know his producer is a comedy sports player that we both know. Mark Molinetsky or whatever.
Not a name I remember.
Oh, really? I took a ref workshop from him in Austin, Texas.
Cool.
And he's a super cool guy. And it was funny because they were looking, he thought he might be looking for a board operator or at least somebody to back up their existing board
operator. He's a board operator.
That was strong. And so he goes, would you be interested in doing that? I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. And I said, but I mean, do you want to at least find out how good I am at operating the board? And he was like, no, you play comedy sports. How bad could you be? Like,
oh, that's cool.
He goes, I got to help out a comedy sports guy. So anyway.
But you could have been terrible. Those things are not connected at all.
No, that's
true. I know many comedy sports players that would be terrible at operating a board.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So the reason I fell down this thing is that the people around mm-hmm. me when I was training, they yeah. were all in their mid to early 20s. Mm-hmm. And they saw me as an old person.
Because you are 38.
And I have gray hair.
Ah, that's right.
And I don't know that Becky is a term used for a slutty white girl.
We established that it's not.
Yeah.
This is the problem with the modern day culture, is that we should all be having one language, but instead the internet has allowed us to all go to our own pockets.
Yes.
So you can be having this thing, this conversation that just makes 100% sense to you, but only like
in your
a dozen.
Sphere.
Yeah, yeah, the sphere of a dozen people in your guild.
Right. Your guild.
Otherwise known as our listeners.
Yes. So I think that they don't, when they hear you say that you're 40, I don't even think it registers, to be honest.
Can we take a poll?
Yeah, yeah.
Is 40 dead to you?
But that concerns me that you think, because I could tell you without a shadow of a doubt that when I hit 40 that I'm not, it's I think if anything, I'm not a big person on my birthday. I don't make mm-hmm. a big deal about my birthday.
I keep trying.
You trying to make a big deal out of my birthday?
Yeah, I give you cool birthday presents. And then you give them back to me like 6 months later when you've done beating them.
is that inappropriate?
Not at all.
Then everybody gets to enjoy.
Exactly. I firmly believe that gifts are about the people receiving them, not about the people giving them. If that's what you enjoy with the gift that I give you, then it brings me joy.
You may want to tell the tone in your voice then.
No, I'm trying to educate you on something that you clearly don't understand.
Exactly. Want to learn? So I don't think when I hit the 4-0, I think it'll just be like, yeah, I made another decade.
All right. Well, let's bookmark it.
It would be great. What if it was like,
I didn't think this would happen. I honestly thought.
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked. I'm dumbfounded.
And I've talked to other people. They're like, yeah, I was
my own wife is worried for her 40.
That doesn't surprise me.
We were talking about it. What was it? Yeah, we're talking because of your birthday. I said, do you want to do anything big for your birthday?
Yeah.
And she was like.
But she's only turning 39.
I said in the next year, because here's what I have to be worried. What I have to worry about is that I have a spouse whose birthdays and Christmas are both very big times of year. They are the two mm-hmm. things that she literally counts down.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that this year I'm going to have the kids make an advent calendar for her birthday.
That's amazing.
I think it'll be funny.
Yeah, because it's the
August 30th. Is 30th, her birthday.
Not the 31st. No, I was like, that would be cool.
And so she always like, it's 5 days till my birthday. Sometimes it's 14 days till my birthday.
Nice.
You know, she
a
does
fortnight,
the whole thing.
If you will.
So I feel like when she turns 40, I got to plan to have a big thing.
Yeah.
A big deal. And so I asked her, I said, what do you want to do? And she goes, honestly, I don't think I want to do anything. I'm not too happy about turning 40. I was like, why? I don't get it. I don't get the idea. I get the idea of aging, but if I'm a Hollywood starlet,
mm-hmm.
if I'm a Hollywood starlet, I get the fear of aging. But if I'm just a guy,
and it's not like either of us, or me, the one that has the problem with it, or your wife, who is also, like, we're in a pretty good stage in our life.
Yes, exactly.
Our careers are looking okay. We have children, spouses.
Yes, it's win-win.
First marriages.
Win-win. Like
yeah.
Everybody's
ahead of the curve, actually.
Everybody's killing it.
We're going to do gingerbreads this year.
Yes.
It hasn't happened in a while.
Yes.
With illnesses.
Yes.
The thing I do like about my birthday.
Yes.
Is that a drop? You just did it. Yes.
Oh, speaking of new drop.
You fucking idiot.
Wow. What's that from?
Don't remember Oystein from yelling at me for not knowing the capital of Norway last time?
Yeah, he was angry.
Yeah, he should have been. I was being
and
obnoxious.
Now, all of these have to be explicit from here on out because of Norway and their foul mouths. I do like that my birthday falls on the winter solstice, which. Yeah. I as a child and young adult, it bothered me that it was the shortest day of the year because there's least amount of daylight on my birthday than any other day of the year because of the winter solstice. But there is something magical about the winter solstice that I wonder if anybody else senses, or is it just because it's my birthday? But the freaking sun sets at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's just a sort of like magic that kind of happens on my birthday. And the Mayans celebrated with the end of the world. So I'm convinced I'm going to get winter powers at some point.
Oh, like what if it happens this year?
At 40.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good.
I mean, most of the time, I feel like don't mutant abilities develop in your teens, right?
Yeah, to defend yourself. Like it's either to get a spouse or get a mate or
here's what
get
we're gonna do.
Mutant powers. Unless it's Harry Potter, because they get it like around year one or two. They start to develop pretty early.
We're gonna accelerate this thing for you.
Oh.
Around your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you when because it'll ruin it.
Okay.
I'm going to attack you.
Is that going to be now?
It's going to be aggressive.
Please don't do it now.
It's going to be fast. No, around your birthday.
That's now.
Well,
my birthday's Thursday.
It's not going to happen now.
Okay.
But it could.
My mutant power is to wet this chair.
You're welcome. Welcome to the X-Men.
Yes! Yes! Oh, that reminds me of my favorite mutant, Multiple Man. And his mutant power, of course, is when you hit him, more of him come out. But his mutant powers appeared on the day of his birth. So when the doctor spanks his ass, because that's what they used to do to mm-hmm. make babies cry, two of him pops out. That was like, that's part of the lore, like yeah. from the very beginning. Ah, you have twins.
And then what happens to the second one? Because I remember you breaking
them.
This down. He can't, they
he
can't
can reabsorb
rejoin
him. Yeah,
but
yeah.
they can also go live their own lives independent of
and
him.
And make their own multiples. Any one Multiple Man can make up to 40 other multiples.
And what drew you to Multiple Man so much?
Because he can do everything, not anything. Everything. So yes. In his own comic line, he goes out and becomes a master of most things. He goes and becomes a world greatest detective. He goes out and becomes a Shaolin monk. He goes out and gets the law degree. So he has the bar. He can do all these things. Also, he has ample free time. Like he can go to Disneyland.
He can do everything and nothing at the exact
all
same
together
time.
And then reabsorb. So later when they, to explain it, the Multiple Man, why that power is that he's a proto-mutant. So back when mutants were first starting to show up on the scene, they weren't surviving because their mutant powers were developing too soon. So they explain that mutant abilities show up in their teens when the human is old enough to defend itself against attackers.
Otherwise, they just eradicated an infant.
Exactly. So like a mutant shows up, you spank it, and it bursts into flames. They're like, kill it! Kill it! So
we shouldn't laugh. Those are babies, even if they're fake.
They always die this time of year. But as we've learned now, Disney bought Fox, and so they own all of that stuff, which, as I've said in my Twitter, I am slightly disappointed only because it pretty much means the death of the James Franco Multiple Man movie that they had been planning about. Did you hear about that?
No,
as well?
I didn't know about that.
We should talk more. We should do a podcast.
Okay. When do you want to start?
Now! Don't attack me. Please don't attack me.
Could happen. You never know when.
Yeah, so they announced that they were going to make a Multiple Man film, like they did
and
the
James
Deadpool.
James Franco would be playing
James
Mr. Multiple.
would be Jamie Madrix. But now, with Disney acquire them, I have a feeling they're going to like wipe all their production slate clean, start working on new X-Men movies to integrate into the MCU, and thereby goes what would have been the greatest film of all time.
No, because, what could also happen now is you could have Multiple Man series show up on Netflix. Which would you rather have? A James Franco Multiple Man movie or a series on Netflix that you could enjoy season after season?
Absolutely, that second thing. I don't think it's going to happen either.
Why not?
Not anytime soon. They have because
mobilize the Gamerland army.
Oh, we have so many more important things to get. We got to get a million listeners to this show.
Yep.
We got to make the Sly Cooper animated series a reality with me in it.
Maybe we make the Gamerland army get all Multiple Man-esque.
There's
and
only
they,
like,
they multitask.
There's oh man, let's go around and hit everybody.
Yeah.
To see if another one of them pops out.
All right.
Don't start with me.
If I had a slap drop, I would have
started. Oh, that'd be great. What are we doing in today's show?
This was it. I wanted to, A, talk to you about your birthday. Then, B, we were going to, for our usual segment, we were going to talk. I was trying to think of a thing. I liked the conversation we had last week about the what do you do while you are gaming.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And I was trying to think of a conversation kind of opener, and But I want to say this first because I thought it was an interesting thought. We're talking about time and this whole thing, and then your love, you know, because you feel like you're 40, it's, you're aging.
Yeah, like a cheese that should have been put in the fridge.
No, that's getting better as the years go
like
by.
Like a cheese in the fridge.
Ooh, like a refrigerated cheese, Kevin Miller.
Properly air sealed.
Change your Twitter bio, my friend. Come Thursday. With a 4 o'clock sundown. Let's upgrade that. And it's funny because my son has been given a passion project at school. Hmm. And to figure
out. What does that mean?
I don't know. It was a thing where she suggested that he just find a passion, so figure out what he's really passionate about, and then he builds a project, something where he's going to research, and then he's going to present it to the class.
Is this an extracurricular thing?
Kind of.
There's credit involved.
There is credit involved. It is a requirement, but this is what I like about what she does it is that she makes them complete their expected work first they can work on their passion project.
Yeah.
It's not something all of them have to do.
Yes. This isn't just your
It's not just Jacob. And so what she did to help them is that she gave them like a tournament bracket, like what you would have for March Madness.
Yes.
And he listed all of the things that he loves over here and all of the things he hates over here.
What?
And then this would be a bracket, and then he would have to compare
marbles to Legos.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what's on the things he hates side?
Mostly vegetables. But one of them, which I thought was interesting, was time.
What?
That is the thing that he hates the most.
What does that mean? He hates time.
Exactly. This kid is so heady. I go, what do you mean you hate time? He goes, because there's never enough of it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. I kind of thought so.
He wants to enjoy the precious moments. He wants just more time to play video games.
When you really talk to him, it doesn't get too deep, but it's this thing like in his life, from his frame of reference is a better way of putting it. It's like, it's time to go to bed,
even though
he wants to do this, that, or the other thing, or he wants to go do this, and he wants to go do that, and we say to him a lot, well, we just don't have time to do everything, or time to do both, or it's, I'm busy doing this, I don't have time to do
in
that.
In the economies, money isn't often the reason, but time is.
Yeah, and I'm kind of proud of the idea that he realizes this early, that time is the most expensive commodity, because it's one thing that you can't get back.
And it's the most finite.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. But anyway... what's funny? I went down that because I didn't want to lose that. And then I forgot where I was going.
You were talking about the passion project.
The time.
Yeah. So
his passion project.
What's the point of them competing? So you have all your favorite things against all your least favorite things, and then they go head to head?
My assumption is that it helps him provide an angle. Like by having, like sometimes if you just think, like for instance, if I can't remember what it was off the top of my head that won, but let's say it was football and time.
Yeah.
What's the other thing was that. I think in her mind that might click an idea of how he could, correct the issue of time with football.
That kind of
stuff.
Very clever.
Yeah. She's a great teacher. But this is what it was. It was the time
and
thing.
And she is making a whopping $22,000 a year.
No, no,
just
no, no,
very
no.
proud of her.
No, no, no.
23. She got that raise.
No, no,
she's
no.
a teacher.
Yeah.
These are teacher jokes.
I know.
$25,000 a year.
Well, no, she's doing all right.
$12,000 a year.
There it is. could happen at any minute.
No!
See, so the time thing, I was thinking about it. What was the last game that you pulled, and you probably have one more much sooner than I did, but what's the last game you pulled an all-nighter for?
An all-nighter?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I will allow fluctuations for memory, even though your memory is far better than mine, just to be like... To me, I feel like at least 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
I was like, I don't think I know I have never played a game through the night to the point where I looked up and the sun had risen. I've done other things. I've been writing scripts. I've worked through the night, but I've never
pulled an all-nighter in a game.
Not for a game. Not just for a game. No. The only time I ever did, the first time I ever stayed up all night, I was in high school during summer vacation, and I made it a goal to see what it was like to stay up all night long. And I remember sitting on the couch, like watching the clock go by just to expand. And it was so painful and I hated it. And I remember around 4:30 being like, I have so much time to go and just trying to like entertain myself with TV. And then the moment my parents came out to go to work, I was like, good night. And they're like, yeah, right. I was like, no, I really did it. You don't understand my acclimation. It's not, but I have stayed up till like 2 or 3 or past a reasonable amount of time to play video games.
Do you do that regularly?
Well, now with kids, the early
time.
There's
a punishment involved.
Yeah. And the time that is late has come a lot earlier. So, like the point where I'm like, oh, this is way too late. Because there's two things that I'll get wrapped up in doing. And it's always because of save points, right? Like if I can make it to a save point, then I'll stop playing. Guild Wars 2, as we know, I kind of like.
A little bit.
If I'm in a campaign or a raid or something, I will want to finish playing that. And sometimes that'll put me way past the 1 o'clock mark. But... the thing that's unfortunate about Guild Wars is because it involves so much of me is that I'm past the point of being tired. It's almost like working. And when I'm done, I'm like tense and I lay in bed and I'm like, I've learned like maybe I can't do that as the very last thing of my day. Like, okay, good. I'm done. Go and lay down. And then I just sit there and stare at the ceiling. The other one, to prove how cool I am, is Skylanders.
Nice.
I will absolutely stay because they don't have a good save system in
yep.
it. You have to go for so long. And I don't know why. I enjoy the game, so I would have no problem redoing the level, but something about it, I'll still keep playing. But that game is actually so relaxing that while I'm playing it, I'll start to like close my eyes. Kind of like a character just sit there for a little bit and I kind of rest. Oh, yeah, I'm still playing.
Do you find it shocking that Tetris is actually a game that doctors suggest you play to help yourself go to sleep? That most
yes.
other video games will wake you up, but Tetris
I can't
actually
believe
that. Calms your brain and makes it easier for you to go
and
to sleep.
And what I'm saying is Skylanders and sometimes Lego Dimensions
that's, yeah.
will put me to rest. Like the even the inner, and then I, maybe because there's exercise involved, as I reach for guys, I'm like, I'll just stay with this game. I don't want to reach over there. There. Other guys are on the other shelf so far away. But but Tetris is a stressful game. What doctors are saying?
I saw an article. That's why I thought it was interesting, was that they so every couple weeks I look through like health news to
yeah.
find articles for when our pediatrician on the Dad Podcast comes on.
Yeah.
And one of them came across is that Tetris is recommended by doctors as a cure for insomnia. Like if you can't go to yeah. sleep at night, rather than turning on a TV,
yeah.
you should put Tetris on your phone.
I did not like Tetris.
Tetris was just an all around fail is what it was.
It was fail plus Tetris.
Fetris. Oh.
It was meant
so it was
to
a
fit.
Meta thing. That was
yeah,
intentional.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I did not pick up on
they
that.
They sunk $45 million into Tetris.
Yeah. Oh, that's so, what a failure. But at the same time, a success.
But
success.
Yeah. So it was, and then the robots all died.
It's a snake eating itself.
Just, the paradox. Can a failure be as, if you intend to fail, may, are you a success?
My mind is now clear. All right, let's take a break and then we'll come back and play a little Stump It. So if you want to call in.
It's just Stump. There's no end.
Got it.
We got
gonna,
sued.
We're going to play. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it
was
we Fetris Stump It. 877-222-8323. If you want to call in, 877-222-8323. And I'm going to try something when we come back, too, because I've told people who listen to this as a podcast and not live that they can leave a voicemail.
Mm.
And we received some voicemail.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to play those when we come back.
Do you think they're
well.
Ready to play Stump on the voicemail? Like they're going to answer the question?
Ooh.
That would be
that
amazing.
Should be a new.
I cannot
part of,
wait for this break.
I think that should be a new part of the voicemail. Yeah. Is that you start your voicemail with your guess for Stump.
For the Stump. Oh yes. From now on. All right.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages that you may or may not hear. They may or may not be in English. I hear.
Aww. Jesus. Jesus.
No, I'm talking
Jesus.
About your birthday, not Christmas.
Oh. So close.
We don't celebrate Christmas on this show. We don't do.
We do Black Kevin Friday.
We do. Which, by the way, somebody's going to remind us to do that next year. Because Adam Carolla does something similar that... And his opening joke is that his announcer guy does is like, he goes, if you think this is racist, just stop listening because he doesn't care. But what he does is for Black Friday, he has a year in review of the black guests that he had on that year.
Oh, and it's like two guys?
No, two or three, maybe four or whatever.
Really?
Like,
wow.
It's just like a best of, but it's all the black guests.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, is what he. And David Alan Greer is one of his favorites, so he'll pick an episode from that. But anyway.
That's funny.
So let's see. Now I got to switch over here to another window so we can play this voicemail. And I hope I'm playing them in the right
order. You're a good friend. You always honor my love for my own birthday. So everyone should have a Justin Worsham.
Everybody should not have a Justin Worsham. That
you build stuff. You fix stuff.
When did I build that? I never built anything for your birthday.
Just in life in general. Like you repair things.
I'm very excited for it. It's so stupid, but I'm very... My father
yes.
has already built... the cough button that will go on the new podcast studio console that we were about to build.
Yeah.
So you will have a button just like you would in a radio station to press just for when you cough, which we
or never, drink. Like I can be like,
yeah, but you, well, if you could turn, but anyway, ooh, that's an even better point. If we can integrate a cough button, we can also turn on I don't want it on off. Let's just make it a hold because
yeah.
If you accidentally turn your mic
no,
off.
No, you don't want to do off. Yeah. You have to manually
and then release.
Which all is right. The opposite in voiceover studios. You have to hold it to talk to them, which is super annoying because then they'll be like, so let's take that take again. And they're talking to you and you're like, no, I don't
hear you.
Did you stop talking? And if your back is to them or the angle of the booth is weird, you have no idea. And you're like, are they busy? And then you kind of go, did you want me to do a different? Hold on. We're talking.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's so true.
Sorry.
The hold on.
Sorry.
We're talking when you can't see them.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst.
Hold on. We're talking.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You're very loud in here. Stop it. All right. Let's see what this person has to say to us.
Okay, I hope this is going to Gamerland and not to the Bot Dad podcast. Okay, hopefully this works. Okay, Justin, Kevin, it's Ryan. This is my second time calling you guys. I don't know if you got my first message. I left one maybe like 4 years ago. I had a couple questions for you guys, so here's the first one. Justin, last time on the podcast, you talked about the new Call of Duty and why you didn't like it. I was wondering what you thought about all the glitchiness that they released at the new game. So I wanted to see your thoughts on that. Also, for both of you guys, I was wondering what you thought about the new Star Wars game that's coming out, I think, next week.
Which is out now. Is this old?
Last thing I wanted to ask you is what you guys thought of the loot crates that everybody's been doing in their new games. So,
that's a good question.
Let me know what you guys think. All right. Thanks.
Oh, was there more?
Yeah, he says, let's
okay,
see.
Okay, I hope this you guys think. All right. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Worth it. Worth it.
It was worth it. So first off, the glitchiness, I didn't get the game.
Oh.
But I did read about
auto patches is what you're saying.
Well, anytime, here's what I've learned is that anytime there's a Call of Duty that they roll it out, they do like a beta if you want to pay extra money and have it early.
Yeah.
And then they give you weapons and stuff like that. And so I'm sure this one
for
was
the game
same.
And for reality.
Yes, exactly.
Don't attack me now.
But it always happens. So, and I'm the wrong guy to ask that question because I never, like, what was it that recently happened where I just, it was Carson Wentz of the Philadelphia Eagles. I remember going, I feel bad for him. Like, the team was on their way to, going to the Super Bowl, or at least going very far in the playoffs.
They're still the number one in the NFC.
Yeah. And they won with Nick Foles last week, but, it's just that it sucks. You know what I mean? Like, he's new to the league. He's making a name for himself. And just he's diving headfirst. And the fact that his team was winning. I mean, they beat my Rams. But that part. And then the other part was we went and watched Star Wars. And I remember going, I feel so bad for the people who make these movies because they're so important to people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The pressure that they're under. It's
a religion.
So anytime I see like a game that glitches or something like that, I'm like, sure. You know what I mean? Because I've made mistakes at work. And I don't even know if that means somebody made a mistake or somebody didn't dot an I or cross a T. I don't know it that well, but I just...
Or is it a team or a group of people?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it production or was it marketing that was like, no, we're moving the day back 6 months?
I look forward to somebody on the show either tweeting us or sending an email to pointing out my hypocrisy here. But I feel like for the most part, I don't get frustrated or angry with that stuff.
That's true. You don't. I can confirm that.
I feel like people work hard and that... So they mess
you up. Have grace for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Margin for their errors.
And then we already talked about Battlefront 2, which I'm assuming is the game that he talked about. So he already listened to
but
that.
But there was episode. New DLC just before the new movie dropped.
Oh, really?
So you got there's a couple more chapters that I've been told you have to play before seeing the new film. So as soon as we're done, I'm going to go home and do that.
Pull an all-nighter.
Yeah, till at least midnight. Jeez. It's going to be great.
Why would they do that right before? I mean, I know why, to make the money, but it's just...
And to get you into the game.
I'm sitting there watching the movie. I've already read an article, and I don't want to go into it because I don't want to spoil anything, but I've already read an article that just rips it to shreds.
The have movie or the
already?
Game?
The movie.
No, I have not seen it.
And
we'll talk about it next
year.
They basically
say about what, like, how, well, I don't want to say
it. Don't say it.
Yeah.
That article's wrong. Or right. I don't care.
It doesn't. That's the thing. It's not. It doesn't ruin any story points or anything like
that.
But they're just angry.
If you're a critic writer, that's the our professor at San Jose State, Scott Sublett, was a critic writer. He said the danger of it is you have to write good reviews in order to get press so that they put your name on the things. So-and-so of the Daily Prophet, whatever, said 10 stars in a knuckle bucket. But the people want to read negative reviews. So it's this tension of like, who are you going to rip and who are you going to bless in order to get the attention?
You have to create a balance whatever.
And so it's easy to rip on Star Wars because then you can be the one guy that hates Star Wars.
Right. Do you, so the looting thing, that was, yeah. Which I like, that's, I just saw an article today in getting ready for this show that they believe that looting mm-hmm. is teaching kids to become gambling addicts.
The loot crate, what element of loot crates makes them a gambling addict? Oh, paying for loot crates in order to get things. That is quite a stretch.
It's jump, right?
And so I think from someone that doesn't play games or understand,
yeah.
There is a randomization in most elements of games, especially in MMORPGs or any of these with a daily login where it is random, but I don't feel like the incentive is strong enough or real enough for you to get a gambling addiction. If you're prone to a gambling addiction, it doesn't take a loot crate to get there. You're going to land there because gambling is everywhere.
Yeah. So it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Then, right.
Any more than games condition you to do violent things, like which we've talked about ad nauseum in the show. That's people that don't understand it.
I'm okay. The only thing I could think of that people would have a problem with the loot crates is the money. Like that, it's,
that's their
it
point.
Seems, so you're sucking money off of the people who are buying it. And I'm okay with video game makers making more money.
Yeah. Look, if you're willing to pay for it, if you are that bad with your own cash, you deserve to lose it.
Right.
If you can't, it's like there was the Star Wars documentary where they talked about how unfair it was of the people that make Star Wars merchandise to make so much Star Wars merchandise. Don't they know we have to collect everything? That's on you, bro.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, but there's no way that is the company's responsibility. If you're buying, they're selling. If you stop buying, they stop selling.
I love that. All right, we got another voicemail here, and then we'll get on to actual phone calls.
Hey, it's Clark again from earlier.
Hi, earlier, Clark.
I hadn't finished the podcast, so I was listening to it some more. And Kevin, I have a question for you, buddy.
Go ahead.
Why? Okay, wait. This is gonna sound really rude.
It's all right, man.
You know what? It is rude. Why do you pronounce cartridge like cartridge? Why can't it just be cartridge like it's spelled?
Why can't it?
Or is there something that I don't know?
Do you mean
pronunciation of the word cartridge?
Do you mean me?
You pronounce it with a K instead of a T, like cartridge. It freaks me out, man.
Cartridge.
Anyways,
here it comes.
Okay, bye.
It's much funnier when you can see the waveform.
Yeah, you're right. I know that cartridge, a Nintendo cartridge.
I've never heard you say cartridge.
Say you say it.
Cartridge.
Cartridge. Cartridge.
Cartridge.
I might
soften. Might be hitting a K in there before the R.
I have a California accent, I've been told, which is a very lazy accent.
Really?
We don't say all of our words. They don't like to do it.
What do you mean?
It just kind of let them come together.
I don't understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're doing it now.
Dude.
Cartridge.
All right.
Cartridge. Oh, yeah. Cartridge. Is it cartridge?
Cartridge.
Oh, I don't say that. Cartridge. He's right.
You say cartridge?
It's cartridge. I don't hit that ch because that's too much work for my mouth.
Yeah, why would you do that?
California.
California knows how to cartridge.
And honestly, that's the sort of thing that I get in trouble for in booths all the time. They'll be like, no, you're saying it wrong. I'm like, this is how I say words. Sorry.
Man. What happens to me is cartridge. I will accidentally pronounce a word in a way that I've never pronounced it again.
Mm.
And then I can't say it the right way. So there's mm-hmm, a character that I do for a kid's web series. And now they're doing animated comics too or whatever. Where I play a sloth who talks like this.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's Mosa! You know, like that's the lead character. Yeah. And I'm a cameraman. And every once in a while, I'll be doing this. And then I slip into a little Russian when I do it. and I can always tell.
The Russian turtle comes back.
Yeah, he says, you went Russian there on me or whatever. Funny. And I'm like, and then I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
And I have to, and then I sound like an idiot where I'm just like, Mosa, that's how I get back into the Mosa. Yeah. Hey, Mosa.
You got to find your tag word. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. All right. Let's see. 727 area code. Who is this?
Oh,
this is Frank, F. Magazoo.
Oh, hey, Frank.
Oh, welcome.
Video game programmer extraordinaire. I've known of your work mostly from our chat room 45 minutes ago. But yes. Clearly you're on the up and up. You're already appearing on podcasts, which I think that's level two. So congratulations on leveling up.
Thank you.
So you want to build us a game, huh, Frank?
Yes, I'd love to.
What would
I've been programming games for years, and I mean, it wouldn't be anything elaborate. You know,
it'd
be like a crappy version of Mario kind of style.
So something like on the lines of Grand Theft Auto, you know, yeah. Just like an open world.
Just
with
basic sandbox.
Yeah.
Probably even less than that.
Wait, what? Oh, okay, a little less than that.
So like Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a sandbox, but set in oldie timey days.
Yeah, with a little more string narrative.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great. We'll talk to you offline. No, I had a coder buddy that said that anytime somebody wants them to make a game, that's always like, oh, I like Grand Theft Auto. Let's make a game like Grand Theft Auto. Like, no, that game took 10,000 people five years. There's no way we're making that game for you on an app. Give me a break.
There's a game review that I just saw, and maybe you actually know about this, Frank, is, did I accidentally close my web browser? No, that's we're recording. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. But it's a game that's called Inside, and it's the same people that made another game called Limbo, and I've never heard of this, but I'm sure.
You never heard of Limbo?
No.
Yeah, Limbo's dark.
And so, yeah, and that's what this game seems to be. It's like you're a little kid. It's a platform game.
Oh, I've played that as well. That's pretty dark.
And it's where you kind of run through, and nobody talks, nobody does anything, but it looks amazing, and everybody's raving about the gameplay. And that's what I find interesting about the world we live in with the, you know, you got the PS4 market. I don't know what Xbox One has as an equivalent, but I'm sure it has one.
Yeah.
And then you got Steam and all of these places that you could put a game that's very simple. Like, I remember that the documentary we saw about the meatball or whatever, Super Meatball.
Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, that one. Where it's like, it's just a game that's hard to play, but it looks simple, right? I'm not saying it's easy to design. I'm sure that still takes a lot of work, but people buy it and it's successful because it's a game that is enjoyable to play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Frank, what have you made? Anything you can tell us?
I've made some small games, you know, like platformers. I made a 3D game once, and it took me like 9 months.
What venue? PC, apps?
PC, yeah.
Cool.
In high school, I learned how to do apps, and I only made like a couple with, you know, only one really good one. That's the one I linked you guys, but...
I'm excited. Where are you in the world? You sound a little Canadian.
Actually, Florida.
It's opposite.
Is that anywhere near Amsterdam?
Yeah. Nope.
Nowhere close. Nowhere close. Where in Florida are you?
Tampa Bay area.
Oh, maybe that's how they talk in Tampa Bay.
All right. So if I click on this link that you put in our chat room, then I can play said game. And what I'll do is I'll post it in the description of this episode in case anybody else wants to partake.
You're not a hacker, are you? Are we going to click on this and get a virus, Frank? There's a lot of trust going on.
No. The only thing is it's only on Android because I can't do iPhone games.
Yeah, because you have to be in their little island.
I could play it on my kid's Fire tablet then?
Yeah, absolutely. Kids love it.
Oh, kids love it. Oh, that's
exciting. Break it down for me. What's involved? Break it down.
So the game's called Toaster Toss, and essentially you just tilt your phone or tablet, and you're a toaster, and you catch the toast that falls down, and you have to avoid burnt toast or you lose.
It's very simple,
you know? So it's like an arcade game.
That sounds great.
That's awesome.
I want to play that right now.
All right.
Everybody hang up.
Okay. all right. Did you have any other question for us, Frank, or you just want to talk to us about your game?
Frank's here to play Stump.
That's right.
Yeah, Stump.
All right,
Stump.
The holiday edition of Stump, it is a battle Stump.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a category, and since you're our guest, you can name something from this category, Family Feud style. If you don't get anything in it, you get a guess, right or wrong. We go to Justin, right or wrong. First person to not get three right, you get three wrong answers, you're out. The other person wins. Does that make sense? So I'm going to ask you, Frank.
I think so, yeah.
An item for the category. If you get it right, you get a point. You're good. We go to Justin. He needs to get one right. We're good. Back and forth. Okay. All right. So I have the timeline of the top selling Christmas gifts ever.
Oh.
Every Christmas for about the past 60 years or so. All you need do is name an item that was the hottest Christmas selling item of a year in the past 60 years. Frank, do they have Christmas in Tampa?
Absolutely.
Okay, then we're going to be good.
Every day.
Have it as spirit.
All right, so including this year's hottest item, if you happen to know what this year's hottest Christmas gift is. And just so we all are understanding the same terms, The
I think I know.
Justin's excited. Hottest Christmas item means the one that like is the gift that everybody wants to get, is the one that's flying off the shelves, hard to find in stores, all the kids it's on their wish list. So it's not, you know, socks. It's never socks, despite the fact that everybody gets socks every year. All right, Frank, you're our guest. An item that has ever been on the top-selling Christmas item, Christmas wish list.
I think I'm going to play it safe and say the PlayStation 2.
The PlayStation 2. Man, let's see.
I don't think that was on. Oh, well, no, it could have been like a high demand. I get that.
It had the...
There was one year that
the most sales of any game console.
For the sense of expediency, give me an idea of what year that was. What year was that?
It would have been in the 90s, wouldn't it be?
2002 or 2003.
Really?
2000. No. Earlier than that.
One.
Yeah.
Well, he's off by a couple of years.
Maybe.
The guys
I got one. I thought it was 2001.
I thought it was 90. I thought it was like 98.
Yeah, I thought it was mid to late 90s, but yeah. I could be wrong.
I'm sorry. The PlayStation 2 was never the hottest item. Which is sad, but true. All right. Negative 1 point for Frank. Two more, Frank.
Do we lose Frank?
No, after three, he's gone. After
three.
Because it's a long list.
Okay.
All right.
So now do I have to guess?
You have to name an item that's on this list.
Oh, that's on the list of 6 years?
Yes.
The Furby.
The Furby, absolutely. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding.
Yeah, come on now.
19.
Oh, shut up, I'm very good at this.
What is this, amateur hour?
That's right.
1998. The Furby was the best thing. Can you remember who it was by?
Oh, no.
Tiger Electronics.
Oh.
Yeah. For those that don't remember, it's a little like knockoff Tutty Ruxpin, which you're not going to know what that is. Yeah. If you don't know what a Furby is.
It just had eyes that clicked and go, yeah, I remember. It and it could kind of roll around if memory serves and it would waddle like a penguin. I say.
It hurt. It was adorable, though. I had six. All right, Frank, this is your time to shine.
All right, ready,
an Frank. Item from the greatest Christmas items of all time for the past 6 years.
Maybe the Amazon Alexa, you know, the Echo.
Ooh,
now.
Could be a good answer. That would be recent.
Yeah, I don't think that's on there.
Justin doesn't think so because you bought Christmas presents recently.
Shut up!
I'm sorry. No, that is wrong. All right.
So he's got two strikes.
He's got two strikes. One more, Frank.
So if I can name one more.
Well, he could still get it.
I need to name another one?
Yeah, you need to name one right
balls.
Now. Of course, it's every turn.
But am I supposed to save the one that's this year?
Whatever you want.
I could say it's Unicorn Fingerlings, I believe, is the one for this year. Or
I'm sorry. No, my best friend.
I was going to phone a friend.
No.
Oh, no.
This year's greatest Christmas item.
Is it the surprise bowl?
No, is Cosmo. The robot that drives around and picks up cubes and will play games with you, that is the hot ticket.
That's the hot ticket that nobody could get.
That's the hot one.
Did that article not know about the unicorn fingerlings that nobody can find?
What is the unicorn fingerlings?
Here's the thing. I have no idea. I just know that it's what every parent that I know is talking about.
That's a troll messing with you.
No, it's not a troll.
Kids won't want unicorn fingerlings. You will do that in a minute. Stay on time.
And Google.
All you got to do is Google.
You have like nine Google it drops.
I do.
All right. While you Google that, Frank.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
Frank, save yourself. Name an item on this wish list.
Last 60 years?
Last 60 years, man. It's a big list.
There they are. They're little finger
PlayStation
puppets.
PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3 is on the list.
What?
Yeah.
I knew there was one.
I was very close. Yes.
That was right because they made a limited amount of them. They only made like, I can't remember what it was. I wanted to say 500, but that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah. PlayStation 3 in 2006.
See this right here? This is a unicorn fingerling, and that is the thing that everybody's trying to get at a store, but they can't get it.
I don't want that anywhere near any store ever.
They could get fingerlings of any kind, but the unicorn is the one that you can't get, I guess.
Who knew?
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Frank.
All right.
So you saved yourself for another round. See if Justin can start to unravel. You have negative 1 point.
Okay.
Frank has negative 2 points.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what do I have to do?
You need,
I still have to name these two.
Yes,
toys?
That's the game. Stump. There's like 60 things on this list.
I know there's 60 things, but I'm trying. I can't pull them. I'm going to go, what was one for my kid? when I was a kid. It has to be Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Oh, that's a good guess. Let's just
that would have been
check.
Early 80s, yeah, early to mid 80s.
I can't imagine that's down on this list.
Yeah, it's got to be. That was like, I feel like that was the original of all of this.
No, it goes back further than that. That's a really good point of like what started the weekend.
But then it was the original to me because I was born in 79. So
let's see. Yes, Cabbage Patch, yeah. 83.
Oh,
correct.
Suck it, Frank. I owed you, son.
Frank, do you care to tell us what year you graduated from high school?
2014.
Okay, so pretty recently. So okay. Justin has a lot more Christmases on you. That's a that's a good advantage in this game.
This is what we call getting in your head, Frank.
Frank, save yourself.
I'm coming for you.
Hit me with another thing.
How about the Game Boy, the original one?
The original Game Boy is on the list. Well done.
Wow. Oh, it's making it interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
well
snap,
done.
Frank.
That was 19. I just saw it. Oh, no, I've gone too far. It was 19-something or other. It was back. Oh, here, right. There it is. Sorry. It was 1989, of course. It was the first 8-bit handheld video game system to utilize cartridges. Cartridges.
I'm gonna go with here's the thing. I need to think of these when Frank is talking. I'm not very good at
this. You're too busy looking up Googles.
But I found the Fingerlings, and that's got a surprise. So this year's is the Cosmos, you said already. Yeah. So I'm already wrong. Trying to think of what was last year. I'm just going to go with my gut. Rainbow Bright. I think it was Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow
Bright.
That's
another
Bright.
One I remember.
Very interesting.
In the 80s.
I'm afraid you're wrong.
I probably am, but
yeah,
I just remember.
No Rainbow Bright. Sorry, bro.
Am I down to -2 now?
Yeah, you're matched. -2 to -2. What was a Rainbow Bright for the uninitiated?
A Rainbow Bright is a doll that was like her powers were from the rainbow, and there was an animated show for girls
when
I was young.
Okay. Okay, so we're into not sudden death, but you're both...
Yeah, this is game match point
right
here.
Good. So go for it.
I'm going to go with the Xbox 360 since the PlayStation 3 was one.
You are wrong,
yeah,
Frank.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm going to get that buzzer finger ready.
Let me just double check here. Scrolling into the future somewhere in the 2000s. What year was that, do we think? Xbox 360.
Xbox
PS3. Oh,
it is in 2005.
No way.
Yep. Yes, the Xbox 360 in 2005 was the hard-to-find ticket item that everybody
wanted
to
sell. Does this mean I already lost? Or
If you're wrong, you're out, and Frank wins.
We talked about it on the radio show. It's 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was like an egg, and it would like you would have to. It was so stupid. You just sit there, hatch animal.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't feel like I can help you.
Hatch. It's a combination of animal or hatching. I think a hatchimal. Hatchimal. Hatchimals?
It's not a hatchimal. You need to pull out the real name for it.
The real name isn't a hatchimal.
No, that's the current name of something else. That's not that. But that's I know that you're referring to a Tamagotchi.
No, I was referring to it was a plastic egg. And it's like yay big, and the thing all of a sudden, like you have to sit there and you pet it, and you just have to wait, and then like after a certain amount of time, it pecks its way out, and it pecks a little circle, and then it lifts up, and then once it comes out of the egg, from my understanding, it's fucking boring.
That's an amazing toy. Let me double check.
In the last 2 or 3 years, I want to say, because it was
really
while I was on the morning show.
You really should have just said yes when I said Tamagotchi, because was on the list. Hold on.
That would have been a shallow victory.
No. Frank! Come from behind, Frank!
Oh, Frank, well done,
sir. Well done, Frank. Let me hit you with some more of these.
Thank you.
Frank was definitely on the right track here because the video game systems are often the hit hot ticket item. I can't believe neither of you said the Nintendo Wii U, which was the system that was so impossible to find. It was almost the number one item for 2 years in a row.
Really?
That it was so difficult to find. Other one, Tickle Me Elbow. You could not find a Tickle Me Elbow in stores without beating somebody up. The Nintendo or the Apple. The iPod was on this list. The Rubik's Cube was on this list. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers were on this list.
The figures?
Yeah. Yeah, because see, the thing about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is nobody knew it was going to do as well as it did. and it just blew up. There's some Ninja Turtle stuff. The Razor scooter in the year 2000, which would have
been just
after Frank was born. Pokemon cards were on this list for those. Tamagotchi, as I already revealed. Beanie Babies, those were a hot item in the 90s. And, of course, the Barney talking doll. But going back into our childhood, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Care Bears.
How does Hatchimals not make that list?
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. BMX bikes, Smurfs, and going way back into the 70s, Slime and the Pet Rock.
See, I was going to say the Pet Rock, but I didn't. I'm so mad about this game. Oh, that's a good one, too. Jimmy in the chat room just said Tickle Me Elmo.
I was saying that while you were angry.
My bad.
Yeah. Where you were. You were moaning. So, since you've won, Frank, which is incredible, do you have a stump question for us?
Yes, I do. I researched it a couple weeks ago.
Okay, hit us.
So, the first-person shooter video game Doom, what year was that released?
1993.
Oh. Suck it, Frank.
Is it 92? Yep. Is it 93?
Well, that wasn't a very good question.
No, I wouldn't. That's not where you're supposed to start, you stupid song. I put you to start here.
That was a good question.
That was solid.
That was good. It just happens that I knew that one. I also knew most of the answers on this list as well. I only ask questions that I know the answers to.
That's because you guys are like 20 years older than me.
Yeah.
So you hear it in his voice. We're pariahs to him. You can hear it.
You know where we are? Oh, suck it, Frank.
Frank, do you think that 40 years old is too old? Frank, do you think 40 is too old? Does that sound like...
My parents are older than that, so I think you're fine.
Oh, all right. So as long as I'm still compared to someone's parents.
How many years do I have to do the show before we'll be as old as their parents?
Another 10.
Yeah?
Another 10.
That's
gonna be there. I don't mind it, because honestly, I like to be the big brother. I think that's a good role, mm-hmm. and I see myself as like a big brother to the listeners. Frank, do you see me as your big brother? That could be a drop. Speaking of drop.
All right, now we got to blow through these calls here because we got two more.
Was Frank gone?
Yeah, Frank gone. I really did hang up.
Okay, bye, Frank.
Okay, bye, Frank. 770, who is this?
Hey, this is Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing awesome. Justin, do you know what happened 5 years ago today?
Oh,
wow.
5 years ago.
He left that voicemail he was just referring to earlier. That was you, right? We were listening to your voicemail, right?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh,
5 years ago today, I would imagine, was the day, would have been the day that we would have gone to the barbecue place, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Me and Jimmy went over to... Alabama to watch you and Heath Hike.
Yeah, Dreamland Barbecue.
That's cool.
My memory serves.
Well done. That's a good stump question.
Yeah.
Should ask me.
Yeah, it was 5 years today.
That's cool. December 18th.
Oh, I thought that was awesome. The second thing I wanted to say is happy early birthday, Kevin.
Thank you so much. What will you be doing to celebrate December 21?
I'm sorry?
What will you do to celebrate December 21?
I'll probably play some Guild Wars 2.
Oh, Let's do it. I got to go. Ryan and I got to go play. Got things to do.
Everybody plays this game. But
yeah, I've been trying to play recently, but I work at the lovely Walmart, so playing's a little hard for me.
They don't let you play games outside of work when you work at Walmart?
Yeah, unless it's sold in their stores. It's there. They're all or nothing.
Well, no. It's just mainly because of the work schedule. Because
the holidays, sure. You're working 16-hour days, I'm sure. 8 days a week.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, the day after Christmas, I'm working 6 days in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's awesome. Over.
Yeah.
The returns.
Yeah.
It's just as heavy. It goes for the rest of the year.
Oh.
Blessings, Ryan. Get better.
Yeah, get better. Enjoy your crazy holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure we'll talk to you at some point in the future, my friend, all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good to talk to you guys.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Did you hang up on Frank because you were mad that he won?
Yeah. Is that not okay?
No, it's totally okay.
I'm pretty sure I pay for everything here.
I just want to know how you feel. Do I need to pay rent?
No.
I offered to split the
P.O. box. No,
because
then I can't hang up on people.
Fair enough. I brought this cord. This
you
is
did. You
$2.
Did. No, that wasn't a dig on you. That
no,
was
I love
a,
it.
That wasn't a dig on you at all. That was just an excuse to be an ass.
I'm going to start leaving money in the tip jar.
All right, 256, who is this?
It's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, do you remember 5 years ago when we had lunch at Dreamland Barbecue?
No, I don't remember that at all, actually. I just remember how good this
remember shit.
Did you hang up on him?
Yeah.
Yes!
And then just call him next week.
Joke's on him. We're not going to record on Christmas Day. That is definitely not happening.
I got to get to this point where when I hang up on them, you could see me right now. Yeah, I'm warm. I feel very uncomfortable with it. No, like good. I've done something rude to people who are very nice
to us.
It's
very funny, though.
All right. But
all right.
We're going to take a break, and we will do more show and Tales from Tyria, right?
That's right. Tales from Tyria.
Oh, so exciting. Let's see what's going on with Karina North after this.
And now, it is time for your favorite time of all the times. Tales from Tyria! Tyria!
Gotta work on that. Gotta work on that transition. You know, it's unfair because this is actually the soundtrack to the first expansion, Heart of Thorns, not the second expansion, Path of Fire, which has a more like Arabian Night kind of vibe to it. But it's not as epic as this one. So I've been choosing that. I just want to make sure that was clear in case when you ever play the game, you're not like, hey, that's a different song. I feel lied to. I just felt like that was important.
I appreciate the transparency.
When we last left off, Karina was trapped in a jail cell. Remember, she'd
wookied her way out.
Yeah, and she...
And then got caught because of her Bluetooth earset.
That's right. Yep. You're remembering. So we escaped. And so I realized while in this jail cell that there was an achievement for don't get detected by any of the drunken mummies. I was like, sweet. So instead of battling my way through several chambers of these undead, shambling mummy creatures with horns, I just waited for them to pass out. It was great. Something that I thought was going to take me about a half hour took about 3 minutes just to wait. And they had little, you know, the little peripheral, like it can only see this far. It can only see this far. We just snuck right out and I got an achievement. It was 2 points of achievement.
For not killing any of them.
For not killing and not being detected. So to be snuck, to sneak all the way out. Usually the game is pretty like linear, go, kill, destroy, but sometimes the campaigns will have a little more different gameplay to it, something more sneaking or beating an objective before something else. So that was nice to get out. Then we got into this epic battle with the lord over the area. Meanwhile, Timmy, the person that was on the Bluetooth, starts calling in and saying, no, I'm under attack. Please come help me. Why aren't you responding? Something terrible is happening to Timmy. I really need to go find out. But then the Christmas event happened, and so I had to go experience those things instead.
Oh, for some reason, I thought that the Christmas event meant that your season, or episode 4, or whatever it's called, got cut off.
No, no, no. So it's still there. I just
Can
haven't
you tell
done...
us about the Christmas event?
That's what I'm going to tell you about. Yeah! So the... So they do seasonal things. So in last month, it was episode 1 of season 4. This month, it's the Christmas season. So there are all these like special things happening all over the world map that are called Winter's Day. So lovely. And it looks just like our Christmas, but they call it Winter's Day. So there are snowball fights that you can do PvP. And you go on 2 teams of 4 and you launch snowballs at each other. And you play this like capture the flag in this gorgeous winter wonderland scape with snowman and reindeer, and you can make ice monsters come and appear. That was wonderful. There was this incredibly difficult jumping puzzle to go through and to race against the clock to get to the end of this thing. I could not do it. The jumping puzzles
are hard.
So is
it just like it's like a Christmas Olympics?
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially, there's like little activities and things, better rewards that are only for this time. very seasonal things show up, so you can change your weapons to look like gingerbread or candy canes just for this time. But you can use it for the rest of the year, so this is the time to get them. There's things that are available in the store, like our loot box thing that we were talking about. But my absolute favorite is Toy Apocalypse. So it's this mini adventure.
Is it an island of misfit toys?
Essentially. So the kind of the whole wrapping of Winter's Day is that this Ashurin, which as you remember, the little dwarfish goblin-y creatures that like to invent things. This guy decided that for Winter's Day, he was going to grant toys to the whole world, but something goes horribly wrong. And so you get transported into this like model version of Tyria. So everything looks like models, and some of them have machine like bad. What's that? Like, it's a small world. Yeah. And then there are toys that just come rampaging, and meanwhile you have to defend the reindeer from their assaults as these like waves of toys come around. And then in between the waves, you take a candy cane and smash trees to bits to take the pieces and then repair either toy crossbows or toy snowmen that work like Gatling guns or catapults.
The snowmen are like Gatling guns?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Shooting snowballs and stuff, and then help you defend your base against these onslaughts.
How long does the Christmas event last?
It goes until like January 1st or 2nd. So
it's great.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's like Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. And so you get these like peppermints, and there's all these. So there again, it's an MMORPG, so there's an endless amount of things to do. One of which is as you unwrap Christmas presents or Winter's Day presents, you can get eggnog. The eggnog does nothing. It doesn't grant you any extra abilities. It gets you drunk. So as you get drunk, the screen goes, and sometimes your character will just say random things on her own. She'll be like, how many eggnogs have I had? And if you drink enough, I think they eventually throw up if you let them alone. So I finally drank 100 eggnogs, and I got an achievement for that as well. So,
like, did you throw up?
The character didn't. I wonder how much I need to drink. Sometimes they throw up, sometimes they don't. I wonder if she's just really good at holding her booze.
Oh.
But I discovered something.
Did you know you would get an achievement if you
drank? I knew that there were, because in the first game there used to be achievements for it. So I was like, I'm pretty sure if I drink enough, I'm going to hit some. And so it was 100 festive holiday drinks earned me an achievement within it. But fun fact, if you follow me on Instagram, I got some eggnog earlier, which I realized is just nog. It doesn't say eggnog. So I don't know what I'm drinking, but I did pour some rum in there, and then my character got drunk, and it takes the level of drunkenness to a whole nother stage.
Oh, I see. So if you're sporting a buzz,
yeah,
but
I had a little buzz.
The screen is drunk.
I was like, oh, this is, and it's all Christmassy.
Yeah.
And I turned myself into a snowman because I could use this one package that transforms you into a snowman. Like, this
you
is
like
pretty,
eggnog and brandy?
This is the first year in maybe 15 that I've actually enjoyed it. And I think it's because I'm not having eggnog.
You're having
nog.
You're having nog and
rum.
And
nog
rum.
And rum. Rumnog, which I think are two Ferengi, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. We met them on the ship.
Star Trek.
So then how long will you exist? Is like, can you, is winter, what do they call it?
Winter's Day.
Winter's Day, is that finite?
Yeah.
Like, can you finish everything to do in Winter's Day and then it ends? Or is it just like a world you go and visit?
You just keep going.
It exists until January 1st and goes away.
Yeah, so they're just like special events that are happening now. So there's maybe a dozen unique things that are happening on the map. And once Winter's Day celebration is over, they disappear. You can't do anything. If you still have some things in your wallet, you can exchange them out for other stuff. So one year you were collecting ugly sweaters and ugly socks.
That's
and
awesome.
If you had enough of those, you could trade for some really good things. And so thankfully the vendor is still there, even when that vendor is there. It's called a festive vendor. They're there all year long because they have Halloween stuff. They have April Fool's things. It's a lot of fun.
And then what's the next event? Is it Valentine's Day or is it New Year's?
I think the next one will be...
Every character has to try and lose weight?
They call it Luna. I think they call it Luna Celebration, and it's the Chinese New Year.
Oh.
So that will be the next big one that we'll see. And in the second Guild Wars...
Sorry.
The original Guild Wars had an expansion, standalone expansion, called... the name is escaping me, but it was in this like... Korean Chinese mashup universe, and they did a lot of that kind of stuff. So there's harkens back to those days.
What's the best holiday to celebrate in Guild Wars 2?
This Winter's Day has been really fun, but for me, Halloween is the special one. When Christian, our buddy Christian, first introduced the first Guild Wars to me, it was all about, we came in right about the time Halloween kicked in, And it was the first time I'd ever experienced anything like that. And you go into this Lion's Arch, which is this town where everybody is congregating. And it was all dressed up for Halloween. And then on Halloween, every 3 hours, the Mad King Thorn would show up, which was this towering, shambling pumpkin monster guy that would play games with you. And so you'd, and it was the older version, so there was a lot less interactivity, but he'd play like rock, paper, scissors with you, or he'd make you he played Simon Says, essentially. So he said, you know, if your Mad King Thorn says dance, and so you'd have to quickly type the emote to make him dance. So flash forward to Guild Wars 2, they do things like that in this game. And, I purchased in the store an outfit to look just like the Mad King Thorn. So I will bust that out every now and then, definitely in Halloween, sometimes during Winter's Day, because it feels like the Nightmare Before Christmas or the Halloween before Winter's Day. Speaking of my birthday, there was a time where I was tempted to make my birthday party just everybody playing Guild Wars, but that didn't happen. So
that's what I was gonna offer to do for this birthday. But my concern is, what if I do it right? Mm-hmm. So what if I play the game,
yeah,
but I just don't like it. You know what I mean? Like
this segment goes away.
Well, no, I can't. That's what I mean. I like this segment a lot. I feel like even if I'm not going to play this game, I still think Tales from Terria is good times all around.
I think I would understand.
But I'm more wondering what would it do to you emotionally?
I think I'm already there.
That's there now?
It's just not for you.
But if I play it and then I'm like, I'm in. I'm going to need a Guild Wars 2 beanie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need a Guild Wars 2 hoodie.
You just need a better computer.
And I'm going to need a
better computer. What I should do, you should play it on my computer your first time so you can see what it could look like. Because if you play it on your
MacBook?
Is this an Etch-a-Sketch?
I hate you.
It will not look great.
It's not going to get me to get this game. I just checked to see if we were recording.
Oh, yeah. 10 minutes in, but we are recording. Got to get better at that.
I'm getting better at it.
You
Come
are.
On.
No, you've always been great at it. You make one or two mistakes, and you make my sweat.
Happen.
Drip. Just yeah, happen. I didn't know what verb.
Flow.
Yeah.
Floweth over.
That's it. Come aplenty.
All right. I think that's it then, yeah?
This has been a fun show.
It has been a fun
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
So we
to
won't
you.
Do next week because Christmas and then yeah. New Year's Day, maybe.
We'll
maybe.
See. Maybe.
Yeah, it could happen.
But definitely by the 8th.
Absolutely.
Think by the 8th, we will be back in full effect. If you want to tune in live at mixlr.com/gamerland, 8 o'clock Pacific-ish.
I may Twitch. I'll probably definitely Twitch during the
Over
time.
The holiday?
Yeah. Would you want to Twitch your first Guild Wars experience if that were to ever happen?
I'll do whatever you want. It's That'd your birthday.
No, for you. Like, would that make it more entertaining?
No.
Watching people play games they never played before, especially games you know really well, is very entertaining on
Yeah,
Twitch.
My kids like to watch these guys playing Bobo Blocks.
Yeah.
Which I know makes me sound old, but it honestly looks fun.
Let's talk
about that in another episode.
That'll be great.
All of the social media handles for us are in the description of this episode. Unlockable Man is Kevin at Instagram. What's your Twitch account again?
The Kevin Miller.
The Kevin Miller. Twitch.tv.com. Wait, no. Twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller.
I think it's swipe left, up, up, down, down, left, right, A-B, A-B, Twitch.
Okay.
Bye.
Circle? There's a dark circle that somebody said.
Just a dot?
Yeah, just a dot. What is that? You know, it's funny. I want it to be my computer's so old, the Etch-a-Sketch doesn't know what emoji that is.
That is your Etch-a-Sketch, isn't it? Wow. This is a very impressive computer.
Because it's lasted this long? Do you know that this computer is older than my son?
Yes. That's amazing.
That's 9 years old of laptop.
Wow. That's a good machine.
And I've updated the hard drive, not because it failed, but because I wanted a solid state drive with more room.
Oh, that's helping. That's probably prolonging your...
And then I got a new battery for it. That's about all I've done.
That's pretty sweet. Did you update the OS?
Yeah, I always update the OS.
That's amazing. You know, and that's the thing that's so interesting about Apple's market is that they're trying to make you need the new one every year, when in reality, they make pretty solid products.
That's why I buy them, is because they last for so long. Natalie's got her
their iPhones
is
don't.
7
they're
years.
Made out of cardboard.
No, yeah, but, that doesn't. But I mean, they don't. They. It's funny how. But it, well, my iPhone, I mean, this is, I'm going on 4 or 5 years with this one.
You updated the OS?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
I always do.
I haven't done it yet. It was giving me alerts again.
You know what's funny is that I just now realize this, is that you always talk about being an early adopter, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the reason that I update my iOS is because of you talking about being an early adopter. But now I'm just realizing that you also always talk about, like, you don't update the iOS.
Because
you wait until the bugs are out.
Because I'm an early adopter. I know when... where the problems are, of like, oh, I'm not going to early, I'm not going to be your test monkey for that. I'll early adopt other things and be like, I'll
let
jump
my friend
in
Justin be that test monkey.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to let you ruin that for me. I did that for SimCity.
But I haven't had an update. Well, though, there was that one. So there are two times. There's one time where everything was moving really slow.
Yeah.
And then there was the recent one that I was talking about on the show, where they said that there's a patch where every time I said I am, it would put like a
that's right.
the ladder. Like, that was pissing me off. Other than
What are we on now? What is your, because it just says 11. What's our current,
current version?
11 dot what? So I can look.
Let's
it
see.
Up.
I'll look.
Because I think a new one just.
This is solid post show fun. This is for anybody who's new to the post show. It's
post show.
Usually nowhere near as interesting.
We
as
should.
This.
There's been requests. Oh, we are recording.
Oh, my bad.